This is the Composer's Datebook for September 19th. I'm John Zach. It's often been said that few contemporary operas get staged a second or third time soon after their premieres. That's not the case with A Streetcar Named Desire, Andre Previn's successful opera based on the classic Tennessee Williams play. The operatic version of Streetcar had its premiere in San Francisco on today's date in 1998, with a cast headed by soprano Renee Fleming. That San Francisco production was captured on CD and DVD, but since then other American opera companies have staged Previn's new opera as well. Famous as a conductor, jazz pianist, and film score composer, Previn writes that he jumped at the chance to set Streetcar to music. "There was no way I was going to say no. The idea of writing an opera is irresistible to anyone who composes." Williams' play proved irresistible to at least one other American composer besides Previn. After its successful run on Broadway, Streetcar was made into an even more successful motion picture in 1951. Vivian Leigh won the Oscar for Best Actress, Marlon Brando was nominated as Best Actor, and the picture was also nominated for Best Musical Score. That score was by the American composer Alex North, who in 1952 arranged his film music into a jazzy dance scenario for the American Ballet Theatre. His Streetcar Ballet was revived in 1982 at the Dance Theatre of Harlem, remains in their repertory. For more on Previn and North, you can check our website, composersdatebook.org. And while you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.